Let's say this. If me and Deontay were the last people on Earth, and it was up to us to save the population, all of y'all fuckers will die. Hi, my name is Asia.
It's your boy Tune.
And you're listening to I Hit It Here podcast.
Fucked up people talk about fucked up problems.
Because therapy is too fucking expensive. Today, we're here with the not so lovely...
Damn. Whoa, whoa, brother, whoa, 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 now.
Out of the gate.
What you mean?
Not so young.
This is, I have my best friend, my aka my cousin, aka, what's your Dolo? What's your Instagram name now?
You don't know my Instagram
name? No. I don't care that much.
Best friends, you don't know my Instagram name. That's crazy.
Best friends, y'all.
That's crazy.
Best friend.
We're here with the one and only Deontay.
Yo.
Asia, why are you yelling at me?
Because I'm hyped. I'm ready to get in
there. I'm ready to grill me.
Asia. Don't try to tell somebody like me that you can be in a situation with the opposite sex and sex never be a topic. Friends. I feel like dick and pussy cannot be friends. That equation, dick plus pussy, don't equal friends.
Damn, smart nigga.
So, today, we're here to, you know what I'm saying?
Prove to this man that...
Had a situation on.
Let's say this. If me and Deontay were the last people on Earth, and it was up to us to save the population, all of y'all fuckers will die.
Humanity would.
You just die.
Under no circumstances.
Yeah.
Under no circumstances would y'all ever have sex. So... Is he ugly to you?
I can see why.
I mean, we all know.
No, this on her first.
Mm-hmm.
Is he ugly to you?
If I had to rate you 1 to 10, according to Kevin Samuels, 7 is not a thing. Beyonce is 8 or 9. You're like a good 6.
Is he attractive to you?
Is he attractive to me? Eh. He has qualities. They're like, oh, okay.
Is a man physically attractive to you? Yes or no?
His physical attractivity is not attractive. Is he fully attractive? He'd be like, no.
I didn't say fully. Do you feel a man is physically attractive?
Let's say yes. So
yes.
Okay, boom.
You say yes. That's all I want to know.
Okay, so can we...
You feel like Asia ugly?
No.
I was just saying, don't do that. Don't do that.
You like
she's not ugly.
You think she's attractive?
Just the ugly part, not the full ugly.
Not the lead.
Just ugly. Okay, so you don't think... She's attractive at all.
She's attractive as a friend, though, not sexually attractive.
I mean, that's how she was attractive. I'm just saying, is she physically attractive? She's a physically attractive woman, yes or no?
Is she?
Yeah, is she? You know what I mean?
No, I'm saying, is she to you?
That's not what we're here. We're here from the friend's point of view, the platonic friend's point of view.
Yeah,
Is your friend a physically attractive
woman? I'm not about to be around somebody
ugly.
Like,
yeah.
I can't.
Okay, cool. That makes sense.
So, then what's wrong with her?
What's wrong with her?
What's wrong with her?
Wow.
What's wrong?
A lot.
Yeah, she has some problems.
And so does he.
Problem. And because she has some problems, you will never have sex with her.
Conversation's getting creepy right here already.
Nah, but we friends.
Yeah. Like, this is really like my brother.
Yeah, it's not, like, it's like, blood. Like,
yeah.
It is.
Like, he picked me up, like, he was one of the people in the car that picked me up when I went to jail.
Okay, so you guys have been there for each other. Not Miss Asia.
Yes, Mr.
Tanner. What's wrong with?
Okay, we have time today. I'm just joking. What's wrong with? I think he has a lot of like trust issues.
He has trust issues. Y'all talking about relationships though.
Yeah, you asked what's wrong with him for me to wanna like.
Okay,
why you? You're literally asking us like why we're not sexually attracted to each other. What's wrong with him? Why would I not date him? Because he has things that he needs to work out.
If he worked those things out, would he?
Nah. Because we're past that point. I know so much about this man, and he knows so much about me. We're so past that point. I know about his companions.
She's met a lot of hoes.
I met a lot of hoes.
Y'all can bleep that out, right?
A lot of his companions I've met. And he's stumbled upon a couple of mine.
Okay. I don't believe this shit.
This man has...
Why do you not believe it?
He has lived with me for like 3 months, 2 months.
I was there for like a month.
I felt like forever. He has... I've walked around the house with just a towel on.
Yeah, boy.
Okay,
come on.
You homosexual?
No, not at all.
As a man, how do you feel about...
What the fuck?
How do you feel about a woman? Hold on. as a man, how do you feel about a woman that you have admitted that you agree she's sexually attractive? Walking around the house.
Sexually attractive.
Hold on, baby. Hold on. How do you feel as a man about a sexually attractive woman walking around the house butt ass naked?
So I was like, oh,
hold on, I'm gonna put it like this. So that's like me saying my mom cannot walk around the house with a towel on.
What the hell are y'all talking about?
Your mom's not sexually attractive.
My mom beautiful. Your mom
my mom is not sexually attractive
to
me.
No, but I'm saying.
My mother, in my opinion, is not sexually attracted.
I am an attractive person, but you're not sexually attracted. Someone can say, hey.
You're not having sex does not mean that you're not sexually attracted. So if Asia, if you knew nothing about Asia, or if the ideal woman in your head was an Asia's body, would you have sex with her?
So you just speaking.
What? I'm asking you a question. Or let me put it in this term. If your ideal like man is in his body.
Do you know they're not giving a G with y'all out here? We can keep it G.
If you're the perfect man, your image of the perfect man.
Image
is
physically?
In his body. You say he has problems, and those problems are why you wouldn't go in anything physical with him. So I'm saying if he has none of those problems, if he was a man that is the perfect man in your perspective or your perception.
Mentally wise.
Yeah.
Okay.
In every other aspect. Because you already said that he's an attractive man.
Attractive, but not sexually attractive. Like, there's more, like, he has an okay face. Like,
they came on his show. They sat down and they said, look, this is how we gonna tell this. We gonna da-da-da-da-da. When he asked this, you gonna just da-da-da-da-da. Y'all see this media training they got.
No, it's not. Okay, can we?
They not answering the question.
Can we tell the story? Okay, we can tell the story of how we met. Yeah. Would you like, how you want me to say it? Yeah. How we met. So we tried to like talk to each other. We met on talking basis. We probably talked 3 days. The first day we talked and we hanged out, he spent the night at my house. We did not do anything but sit up and fucking talk about music.
Stop the cap.
It has nothing to do like
content.
So sexually attraction. You could say something's beautiful. This painting over there is beautiful. I don't want to fuck it. Come I on. Could just say.
So that first night, you want to smash?
That first night?
You want to smash that first night and she would.
That first night.
He spent the first night we hanged out.
These are two human beings that say, I met this person because I'm attracted to this person. We don't
talk sexually,
to her and see what's up.
Find this person attractive.
We found our way to the house.
Let's go.
Like, and you saying, telling me as a woman, you went to our house tonight.
I know the vibe.
Damn, we're cool. Like, we're so cool people.
So you just been over, you just went over a girl's house and didn't, like, you just wanted to fuck. Even if you didn't want to fuck, you fucked.
If I didn't want to fuck, I fucked. No, but as a grown man, it's a certain time I'm not going into a woman's house and a woman not coming into my house without an understanding that there's probably going to be some fucking going on.
He
came to your house.
No condoms in my pocket, neither.
This man Ubered to my house.
The first time that y'all had an engagement.
Yes, we went to a party.
I found that
party,
very hard to believe.
And then we went to a party, and then we went back to my house and stayed up the whole night talking.
Okay, so this is the first time y'all met each other.
Mm-hmm. Then fast forward, now this man lives with me for a couple of months.
So you're saying...
And we still haven't fucked.
This is just blowing my mind right now. You meet a woman... Y'all attracted. Y'all haven't found out anything negative about each other that would turn you sexually off from each other. But you're saying if the circumstance would have played out, you would have backed out. You'd be like, oh, whoa, we moving too fast, baby. I don't know. I need more some pussy tonight, baby. I don't know. I'm kind of uncomfortable about this shit. That's what you're saying would have went down, bro. So basically what you said, I'm sitting in the presence of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
You that strong. Where you just... Yeah, I like this female. I'm sexually attracted to this female, but... Nah,
it's just... You want to throw this word sexual attraction. Stop using the word sexual attraction.
That's what it is. Everybody got here through the agency of sex. Two people was fucking. And a lady got pregnant. She carried that child.
You can say someone's attractive, but not sexually attractive.
So when a person and a person are attracted to each other, That's life. That's magnetism. What's going to happen eventually is life going to come from that relationship. Physically
attractive, and we're attracted to each other's vibe.
Physical attraction is sexual attraction.
No, you can... I admire women. I say women are very attractive. Do I want to fuck a woman? No. I'm like, damn, that's beautiful.
You admire her beauty, but you're not attracted to her.
I was saying she...
You admire her beauty, but you're not attracted to her beauty the way he would be. So
I admire sounds disgusting. I see there's characteristics in his face and stuff like that that are attractive. Do I find him sexually attractive? No.
Are you sure about that?
There's been so many times we've been alone. We're out together all the time. That's why we have to tell each other we're cousins. We're go out in public together. It doesn't get more than that. That's fucking up our vibes with other people.
Let me ask
if we really wanted to fuck each other.
Let me ask y'all this. So in a normal situation, not you two, but you go out evening, like the evening that y'all met, you find somebody, okay, you cool enough, or what? I feel a vibe enough where we're gonna go back to the crib. In that setting, y'all don't feel like sex is something. Sex is not something on y'all minds in that kind of setting. Not you with him, not you with her.
If we had the same vibe as we did.
Sex ain't on, at least on your mind, not saying that, okay, yeah, some of you can say the house we smashing. But it's not a thought that's crossed your mind. Sex is not crossed your mind at all. It's like, yeah, we finna watch a good ass movie and this popcorn finna be gooder than a bitch when we get in this house. Or has sex been something that you thought about because you on the way to the crib and it's late night and that's what we would be going on at late night. That's what adults do.
Adults do think about, I'm not saying so adults don't think about sex.
So I'm asking, do y'all think about that? In that setting, outside of each other, would y'all have not
like
thought about
it? I went to the bar and met some girl.
And it wasn't Asia.
But we had the same vibe.
Would sex not have crossed your mind?
But if we had the same vibe that we had, not the same.
I mean, it depends. If I'm attracted to her, hell yeah.
That's like, what I'm saying.
If I'm like sexually attracted
that's
to her.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that first night, he is not now because he has things that have deterred you from him. He has things that have deterred you from him in a sexual attraction.
It was
so the first time y'all met, y'all wasn't even attracted to each other.
We were attracted to each other, but we weren't trying to fuck each other. We were just trying to feel each other's vibe.
This is dumb. Like, that, this is dumb.
I don't know what you want us to say.
If I meet a young lady, I go out somewhere, I meet a young lady, and I'm attracted to her.
No, it was like, we didn't go out.
So you saying every girl that you brought to the crib and went to her crib, you fucked?
No. I'm not speaking about sexual history. I'm speaking about sexual attraction, magnetism, positive or negative. If I see somebody, I don't know nothing about her background, her moral character, her family history, none of that. All I know is what my eyes is communicating to my brain, and now I got thoughts in my head. That's nothing but physical. And physical is sex.
What does this have to do with but we're
so
not
what I'm
friends.
Saying is, but I'm wearing no. See what you're doing? But man, we're gonna have to have a second episode. We have to have a second discussion about this. I feel like y'all not admitting to us that when adults go out and they meet people,
they're sexually attracted for like a week, and we said like, this is not what it is. Physically.
Before y'all got to that point, y'all saying y'all weren't sexually attracted to each other?
Sexually attracted? I said, dang, like, this guy is okay attractive. Let me figure out what it is. What is it? I want to fuck.
Was he spiritually attracted? Was you like, oh, I feel like this man is going to bring me closer to God?
I hope so.
Or was he financially?
He's a vibe, my
nigga. I do be at church every Sunday. All right,
shut the fuck up. He about to die. It was like, this man is a vibe.
Well, one thing I can admit, as far as we know, it is possible to have a friendship with opposite sex and sex never even ever in for 1 millisecond cross your mind. An exception to the rule, I believe, but y'all have at least proved me wrong, but it is
I help him possible. Get hoes.
You said possible.
See, that's a whole nother time. I don't disagree that you guys have something that works. I just feel like, honestly, if y'all were to take 10 more shots, somebody at some point
we didn't been around each other.
Maybe lit. That's another thing.
See how they changed the conversation.
What
would happen if they got drunk and they was together? I'm not even talking about that.
That's where you was
what
going.
I'm not going.
Let him talk.
What I'm saying is, if y'all were to be good, completely 100% honest. Like, if I had $1 billion to pay each of you.
We are being honest.
Where is it? 100%.
My Cash App, Dolo D.
I feel like you would have said, if I was your homeboy and you met Asia, and you're like, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro, this female fine and bit, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go to the crib for this. All right, go ahead, bro.
I would have went to the crib.
I feel like, as my homeboy, I'm thinking, bro, my smash. So as a guy in the car on the way to the house, I refuse to believe that you never thought we could have sex tonight. It's very amazing to me that never crossed your mind. I don't think like a woman, but I understand how the general populace of men, how we think. Maybe you wasn't confident, oh yeah, I'm smashing tonight. Like, I'm not saying that was your mindset, but I'm amazed that you're saying, no, sex didn't even enter my mind. That's like, boom, like, holy shit. How and why? I don't really feel like it's honest, to be honest. And because I understand that women also enjoy sex,
mm-hmm.
and women also have a sexual attraction to the opposite sex.
Correct.
Then it may have crossed your mind also. And then you guys figured out things about each other, and you was like, nah, not a good idea. Not that, so for the millisecond that y'all met each other, that there was no sexual attraction, and that's the reason why you guys are friends. You just met that person, was like, damn, she looked like a good ass friend. And you was just like, oh shit, that looked like a good ass friend over there. You need to come to my house tonight so we can start this friendship. I just don't believe it. I don't feel like y'all are being 100% honest with us. That's what I'm saying. But you guys have proven that, at least from the evidence that you guys have presented, that it's possible to have male and female friendship and nobody's attracted to nobody, and all this been about and all it's ever been about is friendship.
Did we bring the Bible?
Yeah.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass?
I'm not saying, I believe you. I'm gonna understand it. Like I didn't believe it before, which y'all presented. Okay, I can accept that that's a possibility. I believe it's an exception to the rule.
Mm-hmm.
And if we were brought on 10 more friendships, that somebody's maybe fucked somebody, and somebody's got feelings for somebody,
but
and somebody may have some willingness that some,
they
may
fuck
again.
There is a chance that someone can be platonic friends. That's what you're saying. There's
that's
a possibility.
Saying. Yes, I understand that there is a possibility. All
right.
So what happened? Did we be wrong? Or
yeah, up? Y'all be wrong.
Because he was talking all this shit.
I was talking that shit. Impossible. No way. No. No information
like
you could bring to me
like
to maybe
that sound like a double shot.
I think that's a double shot.
Fuck them. Are you drinking those double shots? Watch this pop in the shit right here.
Nah, that's a little shot though.
No, this is what real niggas do when you get peer pressure. Shit, that motherfucker right on the phone. That dude, the fuck you want to do with your life?
Damn, so you gonna let me take this shot, Dolo? That's crazy.
Hey. What you want to do, partner? It's your life. Live it. Live it up for you. Live it up for yourself.
So, hear it here. You can have platonic friends.
So, I'm waiting for the yes.
Yeah. Oh, actually, you say it. Like, say it to the camera. Look at the camera.
Okay, y'all.
Say your name.
If... the information that they presented is 100% true, then you can be, it is possible that a man and a woman could be platonic friends. Is that the rule as far as men and women concerned? Hell no. But maybe there is a less than 1% population where it's a man and a woman. They don't want nothing physical from each other. They don't want nothing romantic from each other. And they never did. Yeah, as a man, I can admit that.
We interrupt this program for a special news bullet.
This section of Higher Learning is brought to you by House of Trap LLC. Parent company for House of Trap Records. This month is actually Mental Health Awareness Month.
Okay.
So what we want to do is put a little emphasis on mental health awareness, because in the Black community especially, they say, like, we completely neglect mental health, therapy, or even just talking amongst the people that you love. About, you know what I'm saying? About what's going on. So, today we're going to bring up some statistics about mental health in the Black community. So, in 2019, suicide was the second leading cause of death for Blacks or African Americans.
Sheesh.
ages 15 to 24.
Mm-hmm.
The death rate from suicide for Black or African American men was 4 times greater than for African American women. Damn.
Shit.
This was in 2008. The overall suicide rate for Black or African Americans was 60% lower than that of their non-Hispanic white population. So their suicide rate was 60% lower than ours in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Black females, grades 9 to 12, were 60% more likely to attempt suicide in 2019 as compared to non-Hispanic white females of the same age. So just wanted to bring that to y'all's attention, man. Like, I got friends, I got partners that are trying to off themselves. I got mm-hmm. people that I know that are trying to take this up out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure y'all do as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? If it's something that y'all got, if you feel like it's something that you can't bear, man, go seek some help. Don't just sit there and say, you feel like you just, man, mm-hmm. it's too
much. We fuck around and be, like, try to be funny, say therapy is too expensive. But what's, let's say, $300 to your life?
What's a conversation like this
mm-hmm.
in your own living room? What's the fuck is checking in every week with the people that you care about and then extending the conversation at
mm-hmm.
home? Just so that you be tapped, you know what I'm saying? You mm-hmm. tapped in with each other on the mental space.
We interrupt this program to bring you.
So we're going to start. Start off right. Great with a shot game.
I'm going to say a sentence. An incomplete sentence. You're gonna finish the sentence. If you ain't got the balls to finish the sentence,
this is like
you take a shot.
Three shots.
Four.
Oh,
she's gonna play.
No, I'm saying like there's a
Asian
more.
Not come to play.
You might do more than one, so that's why I'm just pouring it. I don't have to keep on pouring shots. So
no, he's got
to
do one each a shot for each time he doesn't want to answer.
Okay,
so.
Okay,
a hefty shot.
But you're my best friend, right? So don't. You're not a pussy, so you're gonna answer all these questions,
of course,
right? So this you don't even need.
I gotta laugh for you.
This is true. We don't lie around here. This is a solid. This is a solid shot.
That's true.
That's true.
Question number one.
Question number one.
If you had the opportunity, would you fuck Asian?
No.
Question number two.
Did you think it was just gonna be that easy? Like, what? What the fuck?
Straight question, straight answer. I was trying to keep moving forward. Oh no, that actually wasn't even finished this sentence. So let's do this format. Somebody who's gonna be mad at this podcast is. Somebody's gonna be mad when this airs. Is.
There's no reason to say it. You're gonna mess up everything that you got going on.
Yeah. Let's get five. All right, cool.
Okay, that was one shot.
The worst sexual experience I had was with.
Ooh, damn. Why are you doing my talk like that?
Yeah, let me take that.
Yeah. Sheesh.
No, hold on. What if I don't remember her, though? Like, I don't remember her name.
You don't remember her name?
Nah.
Then you gotta explain the experience. The girl from.
Somebody from OG.
Nah, we don't know what the OG is.
He said from, I don't know.
From where?
OG is a...
It's like a bar.
A bar in Delray on Atlantic Ave.
You don't remember her name.
It was a minute ago.
We should make him take a shot for that. Okay, cool. We're going to keep moving forward.
So what happened, like, what happened to y'all? I answered the question. I ain't taking no shot.
Oh, hell no.
Nah, you came on our show. You asking the questions.
I don't drink around here, so.
You don't drink.
All right,
next question.
A friend I have that I want to fuck is. Y'all friends?
With benefits.
You want to fuck?
Friends with benefits.
I'm talking.
Friends with benefits.
Okay, a friend. Well, she just qualified. A friend I have that I want to fuck is.
Anybody that's a friend, I'm not trying to fuck.
Well, he survived. You got any questions? He survived.
Nah. Let's just take these shots.
Where you at? Where your cup at?
Shitting.
Yeah, go ahead.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
You got to, anything, like, any last words or wrap up about, like, having a platonic relationship?
Having the best
having
friend.
A friend.
That's me in the world. You know what I mean?
You said that's who? You said.
Having a female friend that you're not having sex with. You have any last words about letting people like me, like, into this world?
What you mean? Hold on,
I said you're about to say something fucking stupid.
Oh, I have no last words.
Alright, cool.
So last words. As you can see, females and males can come together and be friends, literally friends. Like, this is like my brother, and not fuck each other. It's doable.
Brotherhood is different from friends. That's my last words.
Brotherhood is different.
Brotherhood, family is different from friends. Take it till next time, y'all. Appreciate y'all for being here with us.
My name is Asia.
I'm your boy, Tom.
What's your name, this bro? Nigga.
Oh, yeah, me.
Let's try out your Instagram.
Yeah, how can I find you?
What's my Instagram name? Yeah, I type in D-O-L-O underscore D with three E's. E-E-E. Remember, E-E-E, three E's. You got it? All right.
Are we checking out of here? Take next song.
You are listening to I Hate It Here podcast.
Fucked up people talk about fucked up problems.
Because therapy is too fucking expensive.
And we up out of here.
Clean.